I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to Michael Steele podcast. Having this great conversation with someone that I really get a kick out of and enjoy reading on Twitter and following her musings about what folks like me do in politics. Joanne Carducci is my guest. Also known as JoJo from Jurors. So JoJo, I wanna play for you probably the best political ad of the year so far. And it was brought to us by none other than Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Joe Biden had the largest public investment in social infrastructure and environmental programs that is actually finishing what FDR started, that LBJ expanded on, and Joe Biden is attempting to complete programs to address education, medical care, urban problems, rural poverty, transportation, Medicare, Medicaid, labor unions, and he still is working on it.
God, you cannot be that stupid. You cannot be that stupid and think that you're going to go up and you're going to lay out the litany of what Joe Biden has done, and the Joe Biden campaign is not going to go, "Oh, thank you. That was awfully nice of you to provide me with a 30-second ad." What the hell? Only thing I could tweet in response to that to Marjorie Taylor Greene was, way to own the lib. Because I cannot, that is basic politics. You do not cut your opponent's ad for them.
This isn't going to sound nice, and I know that I'm known for being nice, but I think there might be a tree stump in the middle of a Louisiana swamp that is smarter than Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I would not disagree.
That being said, my response to that video, I actually clipped it. I shared it. I said, "Oh no, they're on to us. Marjorie Taylor Greene has explained that Joe Biden wants to help Americans with education. He wants to help them in urban cities and in the rural city, in rural populations. He wants to do something about the infrastructure," all this stuff. I was like, well, I don't know how he survives this. And I knew they were going to cut that for an ad because it was, you can't cut a better ad than this. Your opponent just used the things you have accomplished and plan on continuing to accomplish against you. And she was reading it off of a paper with her glasses because she's so smart, right? as if it made it more like legitimate somehow. And honestly, I mean, it is the most effective ad, but it is a stark reminder that Joe Biden is doing this stuff and that they don't think any of that is worth like praising or applauding because they don't want to do any of that. That's so telling.
They don't. And it is very telling how they, because when you really stop and think about it, the only policy that was accomplished was a tax cut that did not benefit the middle class. And despite, and you know, I've had Republicans sort of look at me in private conversations and go, yeah, I know. And you know, we got to figure out how to navigate around that. I'm like, okay. But then I say, what else have you put out there? I mean, so Marjorie Taylor Greene is listing all these things that Joe Biden has done as if they're bad things for the country. Right. And I'm like, okay, in the political context, I'll take that. Now tell me what you've done or are planning to do, because it's easy for me to go, you know, well, JoJo has hair. Right? Okay. And what's your point? Right. You don't? Right. You know, yeah. Joe Biden has an infrastructure plan. Okay. Where's yours? And that's where Republicans find themselves now. They have nothing of substance to put on the table except grievance, anti-wokeness, and those things that prey on the fears that we were just talking about. Oh, those suburban moms, you know, CRT's coming to a school near you. and that's it.
Yeah.
At some point, though, Joe, do you think people have to recognize, or do they even want to recognize, and maybe you've kind of answered this already, but do they even want to recognize what's happening in this space right now and just how they're getting punked by the Republican Party on matters of substance related to their families, their rights, and some cases their citizenship?
Yeah. Well, I think that answer is sort of twofold, because I have recently started sharing tweets where I break down what Trump promised versus what Biden delivered, and mm-hmm. how Trump's promises were never delivered, but Biden is actually delivering the things that Trump promised them. And it's all based in fact, as these are numbers. I mean, it's indisputable, and it's very triggering, as you might imagine, to those who don't want to believe
right.
what is factual, because that's the other really big sort of prong of all of this, is this dismantlement of like facts and truth, because it's very easy to convince people to believe that Trump is devout or that Republicans are Christian or all of that. If they want to believe.
Super Christian.
Right. Mega Christian.
Mega
so
Christian.
Mega Christian that we're going to drown people in barbed wire in the river. But yeah, that's how Christian we are. But yeah, so there's, that's a huge component to, you know, I think them wanting to believe what they want to believe. But I also think the other side of this conversation, and I think it's really important, and I've had a lot of conversations with Republicans who I think share this opinion, and I hope you do too, but maybe you don't. I think at the end of the day that the bulk of Americans are not actually, they don't want this chaos and crazy. They don't have an appetite for this hair on fire. They're coming for your stoves and the kids are pooping in kitty litter boxes in school. I still, and I know, again, I get a lot of criticism for being a little bit naive and maybe hopeful, God forbid. But at the end of the day, I don't think that what we see reflected in that MAGA base that is obviously very powerful, unfortunately, and very fear inciting for the rest of the people in their party. I don't think the whole country as a whole is actually there. I just don't.
Here's my response to that. And this is not to you directly, because you can't do what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Prove it.
Yeah.
The country has to prove it. And I'm not convinced they can or that they will, because damn near 8 to 10 million more voters voted for Trump in 20 than did in 16, not fewer. After everything we saw, everything we know, you've got, you know, the likes of Peter Navarro out with some, you know, fakakta ad today, basically, you know, warning us of what's going to happen if we don't, you know, get on the Trump train. Trump himself warning us. You know, if I go to jail or if I am convicted, you know, you aren't ready for what's going to happen. Well, all right, tell me what's going to happen, asshole. Tell me what's going to happen. And I'm not convinced that a lot more Americans are caught up in white grievance at this point, that going a little bit back to what you were saying before, that sense of this isn't the country that I grew up in. I don't know what country they think they grew up in. You know, all this, you know, all these cultural things are happening, you know, they're trying to make my kid gay, or they're trying to, you know, make my kid responsible for slavery. That's all projection. That's all bullshit projection. Because as I say to all those white parents, take your ass up in your child room and look at their Twitter feed, look at their social feed, and who they're engaging with, mm-hmm. right? Who their friends are, who they're trying to dress like, whose styles they're mimicking, whose experiences that they're talking about. The multiculturalism that you're so afraid of, your actual kids are living and they're not afraid of it. They're not running from it. But you have this sort of set up narrative that I just need to be convinced, and maybe 24 will, I don't know. But Joe Biden only won by 78,000 votes, not 8 million people, 78,000 over three states. And Republicans have a plan to flip those three states. And so my question is, will Americans actually allow that to happen? Or are they just going to overwhelm the system with their sense of democracy and the vibrancy of that democracy and the importance of that democracy and the importance of people like you and me in it, right? Because we're on the short list. Yeah. Uh-huh. You and I are on the short list.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to the gulag first round.
So, you know, I want them to believe we shouldn't be on any list. And I just need to be convinced enough. So that would be my answer to your hopefulness, which may be a little dark, but I just have been in this long enough to know and to see how people are responding and behaving. And it's troubling. It is troubling for me.
Well, let me ask you a question on your podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. You are more than welcome.
Your insight on this. You've been around a long time. You've seen everything, right? But you've never seen anything. You've never seen anything. I remember in the early days of Trump, I remember you were one of the first people from your party that spoke up. And so I want to ask you, like, with all of your experience, with everything you've ever seen, is there any roadmap for navigating what we've seen since Donald Trump came down that escalator? I mean, what's your take on that?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think the roadmap is, it really ties back to what I was just saying. I put it this way back in during the course of the 16 to 20 period in the 2020 cycle, we are where we are because this is where we want to be. And I think what happens is the American people take themselves off the hook. But that's not how our founders designed this system. Our founders didn't design the system where the American people get to check out. Our system was deliberately designed to put the American people in play. That's why, in my view, the three most powerful words in all of the words of all of our documents, from the Constitution to the Articles of Confederation to the Bill of Rights, is we the people, because it is the cornerstone of everything else that comes. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Okay, that's the challenge. It's not we the government, I the president, we the administration, No, it's us. They put the onus on us. And so this idea that we somehow think we get to check out, and that just because I did my civic duty and I went and voted for you know, Spanky, and now Spanky is showing his ass, I've got responsibility for that. And so I'm either going to tell Spanky, you need to come correct, or guess what? I'm going to correct the system by checking you out and putting someone else in. And that's the piece that I think a lot of folks underestimate to the point of ignoring, is that we have that responsibility. And what I've seen over the many years that I have been in politics is more and more people checking out and leaving the work to the people with titles and positions. They are the last people you want to leave the work to. you want to check the work with them. You want to be over them. You want to make sure that the work is getting done, and that's our responsibility. And I just don't think that we see that any longer the way previous generations did. And so now it's just become, and it's made even easier because of stuff like this.
Yeah.
Right. My phone, I just, whatever's there is there. And so I think we have to step up our civic responsibility a bit more, to excise the cancer. The patient has to want to have the cancer go away. Right. And, If you go to them and say, hey, you know, here's the treatment, this is what you need to do, and their response is, you know, I'm just gonna go with it and see what happens.
Okay, let's roll out dice.
I'm good. Yeah, you know how that's gonna end.
Yeah.
So that for me is kind of how I look at it.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
Is it just me, or have we all lost our minds? It's a question more and more people are asking themselves, afraid to admit they already know the answer. It's also a podcast, one about people coming together in a time of division and uncertainty to talk about culture and politics, compromise and connections. It's about challenging the norms we've come to accept as a society and working together to find common ground. Fierce and Unfiltered, host Jennifer Horn is a former Republican strategist and party leader turned independent sanity activist. One way or another, we've all lost our minds. Join Jennifer Horn in the search to find them again.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,